Hello children, today we'll be doing history for class 6. We will be doing the second chapter, the Egyptian civilization. The Egyptian civilization arose in Egypt in the valley of the river Nile. The annual floods in the river made the adjoining flood plains fertile and enabled farmers to grow crops. Without the Nile, Egypt would have been a desert. That is why Egypt is also called the gift of the Nile. We also come to know about the ancient Egyptian civilization from the archaeological excavations, inscriptions, and official documents. They have helped us to reconstruct the history of Egypt. By 3300 BCE, villages in the Nile Valley had grown into towns. These towns were ruled by rich and powerful kings. Then Egypt was divided into two kingdoms, Upper Egypt and Lower Egypt. In around 3100 BCE, a king of the Upper Egypt named King Narmer conquered Lower Egypt to unite the two kingdoms. The history of ancient Egypt can be divided into three periods: the Old Kingdom, the Middle Kingdom, and the New Kingdom. Society consisted of many classes. The ruler was called the Pharaoh and was treated as God, and he took all major decisions concerning the empire. Next came the priests, then came the nobles, officials, and scribes, followed by the merchants, artisans, and farmers. At the lowest rung were the slaves, most of whom were prisoners of war. Anyone unable to pay off his debts was also reduced to slavery. Now we come to the life of the people, where we see that the father was the head of the family. Birth of daughters was welcome. Women belonging to poor families worked on fields and looked after their house. Rich women led better lives. Many of them could read and write. The rich lived in big houses decorated with frescoes and paintings. The poor worked as servants or as laborers in rich households. The Egyptian people were very fond of singing and dancing. Many of them played musical instruments such as the harps, the lyres, flutes, and drums. Senet was a popular board game among them. Hunting and fishing were also popular pastimes for them. Wheat, millet, and barley were the main crops. Bread was made from wheat and barley. People ate fruits and vegetables such as dates, grapes, apples, peaches, figs, pomegranates, onions, garlic, turnips, and cucumbers. Wine was a popular drink among the rich. In religion, we see the Egyptians worshipped many gods and goddesses. Each god was associated with a particular aspect of life, and each had a specific form. The chief god was Amun-Re or Ra, the sun god. He was a king of all gods and considered the source of warmth and life. Other gods that they worshipped were Thoth, the moon god, Horus, the sky god, Anubis, the god of mummification. Each god had a separate temple and a priest, and each city had a patron god. The Egyptians also believed in life after death. They considered death to be a temporary phase between this life and the next. Egyptians therefore preserved the dead by mummifying their bodies. They covered the dead body with herbs and spices and then wrapped it with fine linen. And such a preserved body is called a mummy. The mummy was put in a wooden box enclosed in a stone coffin and then buried in a tomb. Food, clothes, jewelry, furniture, and other things of everyday use were put into the tomb with the belief that the person would need them in his afterlife. The famous pyramid of Egypt are actually tombs of the pharaohs.